Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Seif Lamed. The Mechaber discusses a Mavi, Shetzide Echad Aruch of Echad Katzer. That means that at the entrance to the Mavi, one wall sticks out longer than the other. So now you want to make a Kaira from one wall to the other. They don't end in the same place. So the Mechaber says that you cannot put the Kaira Ba'alachsan on a diagonal from the end of one to the end of the other. Now, Mishnura and the Birlach discuss, does this mean somebody wants to carry anywhere inside the Kaira? Or, even if he understands they'll only be able to carry Kenega the Chatzar, up to the shorter end, still we cannot rely on such a Kaira. Indeed, that's the Maskana of the Mishnah Berurah, we cannot rely on such a Kaira. Because since, at the further out end, where the Kaira is going on top of the wall, across from there, there's no wall, and it's outside of the Mavi, so therefore this Kaira cannot be relied on for a Heker at all. This is even if the longer side is not so much longer than the shorter side. Mechaber says even the longer side is less than down amos longer than the shorter side. Still, the Kaira is done straight across Kenega the Katzar. You take the shorter end, the shorter wall, put the Kaira on top of that, and go straight across to the equivalent across it on the longer wall, even though it's not all the way at the end of that wall. The Mechaber says it's a Pesach. That you can make Balachsan. That you can do diagonally. And because it's like a Mechitza, which the word explains. You can carry anywhere that's inside of it. Even the area that's only connected the Aruch, connected the longer wall, not connected the shorter wall. But the Kaira cannot be done like that. The Mishnah Berurah discusses making a Lechi. You want to make a Lechi, tikkun Lechi for a Mavi, so also has to be connected the Katzah of the shorter wall, not connected the end of the Aruch. If you make it by the Katzah of the end of the shorter wall, you can carry anywhere that's up to that point. You cannot carry beyond that, even though on one side you still have the longer wall. By a Katzah, where you have to make two passim, so if you make one pass by the end of the longer wall, one the end of the shorter wall, it's not going to work, because the one by the end of the longer wall does not work. It's not kosher. Since connected out, there's no wall on the other side. Rather, it has to be connected the Katzer by one wall and connected the Katzer on the middle of the Aruch, on the middle of the longer wall. Now, the Mechaber does say that somebody wants to put a Kaira Balachsan diagonally within the Mavi, that's fine. And as long as they're within the Kaira, they could carry. So on the shorter side, they could carry less. On the longer side, they can carry farther. That's fine. Because it's all within the Mavi. The whole problem here is not the etzim fact that Kaira is balachs and the fact that it's on diagonal. You could build a Kaira on diagonal. Shmuel brings from the Paiskim. Doesn't make a difference how big the diagonal is. It's going to be fine. The problem here in this sif is that when it's Sida Echad Aruch of Echad Katzer, so you put the Kaira on the diagonal, so on the Aruch on the longer side where you're putting the Kaira on top of the wall, connected that there's no Katzer, there's no shorter wall. And therefore, it's not going to be Kasher. It's not the fact that it's on a diagonal. Rather, it's the fact that one place where the Kaira is connected that on the other side, there's no wall of the Mavi. And therefore, we don't look at any part of the Kaira that doesn't have wall connected on both sides. And therefore, the Kaira is going to be negated, and it's going to say you don't have a Kaira. Only Tzur Sepasach can be done in such a fashion. But a Lechi, a Kaira, has to be in a place where there's Mechitza, where there's Kaisel on both sides. Not where there's only Kaisel on one side.